People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that friends, pictures, profiles?
This idea is potentially worth millions of dollars.
Millions!
Getting dates, not making money, seems to have been the primary motivation for Mark Zuckerberg in 2003, when, smarting from a breakup, the Harvard student and computer whiz sat down at the keyboard with his best friend, Eduardo.
We're ranking girls.
You mean other students?
Yeah.
You think this is such a good idea?
Their FaceMash website became an instant hit on campus. It took a few refinements to expand the scope and turn it into something that captured the attention of the world just by posting information members want their friends to know.
You don't know my name, do you? How do you go to a party and you meet
Amelia somebody? Ritter, but you prefer Amy. You're from Orinda, your father's in commercial real estate, and your mother's 10 years sober.
What's my major?
French.
Oui?
Your major's French.
Facebook quickly grows into a global connection with some 500 million friends. But, as the movie's advertising points out, you don't get that many friends without making a few enemies.
He stole our website.
They're saying we stole the Facebook.
I know what it says.
So did we?
The legal battle pits friend against friend and shatters relationships. English actor Andrew Garfield, who plays Eduardo Saverin, says the technology they invented is not the story.
Facebook is just a backdrop to these incredibly universal themes that are playing out between people, like brotherhood, love, betrayal, power, all of these, like Shakespearean, these Greek things.
Jesse Eisenberg stars as the computer genius at the center of the tempest, but he never spoke with the real Mark Zuckerberg, who, like the other principals, didn't cooperate with the making of the movie.
You know, I spent 6 months thinking about him every day. I developed a great affection for my character and, you know, of course, by extension, the man, and be very interested in meeting him.
I don't know if you heard about this new website I launched.
No.
The Facebook?
You called me a bitch on the internet, Mark.
That's why I wanted to talk to you.
If we on could the just... internet?
That's why I came over.
As if every thought that tumbles through your head was so clever it would be a crime for it not to be shared. The internet's not written in pencil, Mark. It's written in ink. You write your snide from a dark room because that's what the angry do nowadays. I was nice to you. Don't torture me for it.
The Social Network script is by award-winning playwright and screenwriter Aaron Sorkin, who says the multiple and conflicting versions of the truth challenged and intrigued him.
The antagonist and protagonist in the story shifts as we go along. This movie, I don't think, belongs to any particular drama. But the one that is the most closely related to is actually courtroom drama, where we are certain of someone's guilt or innocence at the beginning, and we change our mind 5 times all the way through. But strictly speaking, Mark is the anti-hero. He spends the first hour and 55 minutes being the anti-hero, the final 5 minutes of the movie being a tragic hero, which means that he has paid a price and is experiencing remorse. Protagonist and antagonist in this case don't relate to good guy and bad guy.
Sorkin insists his script is fair to all sides in the ongoing argument. But star Eisenberg says it's important to keep in mind that The Social Network is the dramatized version of events, not a documentary.
In the movie, the character that Aaron created is a guy that is, you know, desperately trying to fit in and doesn't have kind of the social wherewithal to do so. You know, I could certainly relate to that. And almost to cope creates this incredible tool to interact in a way that he feels comfortable. And because of his incredible insight, 500 million other people also feel comfortable using that tool. It's just a fascinating character, complicated in all the right ways. So, you know, even though he maybe acts in a way that might be hurtful to other characters, it's, by the end of the movie, totally understandable.
You're being accused of intentionally breaching security, violating copyrights, violating individual privacy.
As for the charges, I believe I deserve some recognition from this board.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Which part?
The Social Network, directed by David Fincher and executive produced by Kevin Spacey, also features rock star Justin Timberlake as an early Facebook supporter, Sean Parker, founder of the Napster file-sharing website. The eclectic electronic-themed soundtrack is composed by Atticus Ross and Trent Reznor. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.